have a person to give a witness, and I'm so grateful that this week we have Reverend Juan Nelson with us from Step Up Ministries. I'll give just a short introduction, and then he can tell you a little bit more about himself. The introduction is just simply this. Reverend Juan Nelson, I've just met him, but I can already tell I can see Christ in him and his lovely bride, Marilyn. He's a person who has not only been helped in life during a difficult time, but with the help that he's received, he's helping others. And that's really the good news. And this is what God does in our life. He lifts us up so we can lift others up. And that's basically his witness and his testimony. So I'll stop, and then I'll let him tell you a little bit about his story. But let's give him a nice round of applause as he comes forward.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
All right.
Good. I would like to first give honor to God. And I'm glad that I'm able to stand here and do that this morning. This is a wonderful atmosphere. I love the praise and worship on this morning. It was just great. So it's good to know that I woke up this morning closed in my right mind. God,
yes,
allowing blood to be running warm in my body to be able to come out and give his witness on this morning. And I would just like to share that God is a game changer. Can everybody just say for me, game changer?
Game changer.
God is a game changer. And what happened for me early on in life, I went through a lot of troubles. I got introduced early on to substance abuse. And it was a thing that really harmed me in many areas of my life. And there were tough struggles, and I couldn't see my way out. Fortunate enough for me, because I, as a small child, I grew up in the church. And a lot of times, and this is important, seeds are planted. And you don't always know when they're going to come up, when they're going to grow, or when they're going to blossom. So it's important, it's good to see the children and having the children's service on this morning and bringing them out. Because sometimes life will take them on a different road and you never know what can happen. But when the seed is planted, things change, because God is, everybody say, game changer.
Game changer.
And that's what he did for me. While in prayer, God just really just helped me, and he began to open up doors, and he began to send people into my life. And I moved away, and I went to a place in Charlotte, North Carolina, that allowed me to get clean and sober and to be connected to a spiritual program that helped me start changing personally and spiritually, and just really began to grow. And I was cultivated by a pastor down there and men of God who were businessmen that just really poured into my life and helped me see myself the way that God sees me. And I thought that was going to be enough and all that I needed. But while in prayer, God instructed me to come back to my place of pain. And my place of pain was in Raleigh-Durham, and this is where I went through all my troubles. And I didn't want to come back home. I was happy where I was. My wife was like, "Wow, we enjoying this. Why do we have to go back?" But God, a lot of times when he wants us to be a witness, sometimes you have to go back to the place where people saw you struggle. Because then you are an open witness, a working witness, or something that someone can see that, wow, God changed him. If he can change him, then whoa, maybe he can do this for me. Everybody say game changer.
Game changer.
So I came back to Raleigh, North Carolina, and God just really began to work in my life. The Spirit of God shared with me that I would get back involved in ministry, and that I would be licensed, that I would be ordained, and that I will carry his word. And God did all of those things. But can I get everybody to say, step up ministry?
Step up ministry.
Wow. These people. Boy. When I got to step up ministry, when we moved back, we were looking for housing. We really didn't want to stay with family long. We wanted to find a place of our own as fast as we can. So we got connected to Step Up Ministry, and by way of Cornerstone. And we talked to someone on the phone, and they had us come out, and And we started coming through the Life Skills Program. We have both of jobs in the Life Skills Program at Step Up Ministry. I was a participant in both because once moving here, I eventually needed a job here. And while I was in Charlotte, I ran a business the entire time, so I didn't really have to worry about going out interviewing and talking and in an interview and asking for help because some things happened in my past that I had a background that I was very ashamed of sitting in front of an employer and talking about it. Step Up Ministry helped me change that. Going through financial literacy in the Life Skills Program and in the Jobs Program, learning how to articulate my background in such a way to let them know that I have changed and that my life has turned around, Step Up took me to a whole nother level of understanding myself personally and spiritually and just accepting that my past was my past, but my past was to help me help someone else as God is helping me. And everybody say game changer.
Game changer.
Okay, so as God began to change the game in my life, a lot of things that was promised to me start happening in my life. I was a person that early on I didn't finish things that I start. While at Step Up, because they're very serious about SMART goals and doing all the things that you're supposed to do on a daily basis, I became very goal-oriented. So I was able to complete things that I start in my life. I was able to finish those things, and I think that was one of the biggest things that helped me change. We have an entrepreneurship program. I was able to connect to that program and learn more and understand the business side of marketing and advertising and those things. And now I'm becoming more business-minded, and I will be a better businessman in the future. So the things that you put to the side that God asks you to leave to go do ministry, sometimes he'll give those things back to you hundredfold. And I'm just so grateful. It's so many things that I could say, but William, he told me 5 to 7 minutes. That's really tough for me. I'm a very long-winded speaker. I'm sure some of you can tell. So I'm going to kind of wrap this on up. And but they pushed me real hard at Step Up. We have something that we call a co-partner in the Life Skills Program, which is really basically what you would normally call a mentor. But if it had not been for the co-partner in my life, I may not have become the man that I am today. Because this was a man that didn't look like me, didn't walk like me, didn't talk like me, or anything. And I didn't know that somebody that looked different than me cared for me, that would care for me so much. And that changed the way I looked at life. It changed my whole perception. It let me know that God loves us all. And he spent a lot of time with both me and Marilyn. We went through Step Up together. And a lot of things just happened for me in that relationship. And I'm very grateful. So we look forward to seeing a lot of you just come out and connect. And just see Step Up, see what God is doing in that place. And the last thing that I would like to say is that the hand of God are the people of God. God works through people to get done what he wants done in the earth. God would really love to have us all just work together to help people's lives change. Kathleen Hofstetter, our volunteer coordinator, she would love for you to ring our phone. Linda Nunnally, our executive director, she would love to have you ring our phones because many lives, just like my life, is being changed every single day. And we thank you for having us come out today. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you.
I just like to mention one thing. I'm a big supporter of Step Up Ministry. A friend of mine introduced me to that several years ago, and they're really doing the Lord's work over there. And I just thank you, Reverend Nelson, for coming in and talking about it. I'd like to encourage everybody to check out their website and go check out the program. One of the things I really loved about it myself and why I support it is there's a lot of community businesses around here that actually offer jobs to people who go through Step Up. They tell them, if you make it through this program, you learn these life skills, you get your life together, we're going to give you a job and get you off the ground. And that's an impressive piece of ministry to me also. So I think it's well worth checking out, and maybe you can help along those lines too.
Our God is a God that can change lives. We may not be able to change things. We have to accept some things that don't change, but God working through us is amazing.